Rubble, Carlamane, and Wellbank Urana Puzzle. Down the back, though, and Pora Rocker coming out after Lethal. Pora Rocker gets the inside run now to sweep to the front. Lethal second, then Vapor World, but Pora Rocker's into overdrive, and the Cranbourne Cup's all over. Pora Rocker racing away up the straight, wins the Cup.
And that was the 2006 Cranbourne Cup, where Rob Tester was behind the microphone, as he is each and every week here at RSN 927, calling the Greyhounds. And in a remarkable 40-year career, that was the greatest performance, he says, he has seen. And it was fitting that on Sunday night at the Victorian Greyhound Awards, Rob Tester was awarded the Ken Carr Medal for Outstanding Services. Rob, congratulations, a well-deserved award. How are you?
I'm great, thanks, Michael. Good morning, all. Yes, a great honour to be given the Ken Carr Medal on Sunday night. It's something you don't go into the game expecting, and when it does turn up, it's a nice surprise.
Well, for RSN listeners like myself, who've grown up listening to you, you're almost a comforting voice when we get to hear you calling any time of the day. Where did it all begin for you, Rob?
It all began probably watching World of Sport way back sometime in the 1970s and bumping into a guy called Bill Collins and idolising him. And from that moment, it sort of race calling became an obsession with me. And look, Michael, at 14 years of age, if someone had said to me, we'll give you a gig that will last for at least 40 years and we'll pay you to go to the races, I would have bitten their arm off to take it. That's why, somehow or other, that's the way it's worked out for me. So I'm a very fortunate man to be in the position I'm in at the moment.
Well, Victorian Racing's very fortunate to have callers of your ilk. The Hawk running Hawkswell, the voice of Greyhounds as well. All three codes have had magnificent callers who have been stalwarts of the industry. But you've actually called Group 1s in all three codes.
All three codes, lucky enough. Yes, I did quite a few Group 1s at the Gallops and at the Trots when I did Moonee Valley for quite a while. But I think the most memorable of all the races that I've called, I'm not saying it's my best call by any stretch, but the 89 Caulfield Guineas, where Kortzer ran favourite, Zabil ran second favourite, neither of them managed to run a place, and a 33-1 or 50-1 outsider called Procol Harum beat them all. So I think it's not often a three-year-old filly runs favourite in a Caulfield Guineas, but they were two exceptional horses. It was a great race, and it turned out to be a memorable one for me. That was way back in 89. That's quite a long time ago now.
It's an amazing career. I'm fascinated with especially any caller, but Greyhound callers as well, because the memory bank that you have, it's the same colours each and every race with different Greyhound names. How difficult is it to memorise the names, drop the names and memorise new names for the same colours each and every race?
Well, I should let you into a little bit of a secret here, but I might have to suffocate you after I do it. Not every race we learn every colour, because You've actually stumbled onto one of the problems with race calling, especially with dogs. The actual colour of the greyhound themselves is only a finite number, half a dozen or so. So by the time you get to race 12 and you've called 11 red rugs with a black dog, by the time you get to race 11 or 12, your mind is a bit numb. So you do actually cheat a bit and call out of the race book. You might learn two or three and you might call the rest out of the book. So, yeah, you're... There's a little technique that we've got, and now that I've spilt the beans, everybody thinks that they'll be able to do it. But that's what we do, simply because by the time you get to race 12, you've got no idea what your own name is.
Well, you're now going to be remembered along the likes of the great Bill Collins, who I know was a great mentor to you. Has it sunk in, the respect and the achievements that you've had in a career that's still got a long way to go?
Still got a bit of time to go. It hasn't really. Look, Bill's always been my idol. He was my mentor. I got a chance to not only meet him, I got a chance to work with him, and I got a chance to be mentored by him. He's still the guiding light for me as far as race calling goes. Every time I make a mistake in a race, I think, what would Bill think of that? And what would Bill do next? He, to me, was the actual highest bar that you could set for a race caller, and it was an honour to be involved with him, and the fact that I've won this award is no small measure because of his influence on me.
Well, Rob, we're all honoured to work with you at RSN 927, and the greyhound industry is a very lucky man to have you there. Congratulations once again on winning the Ken Carr Medal on Sunday night.
Good on you. Thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me on, and I'd just like to thank all the well wishes I've had. I've had a lot during the week, and it's been a humbling experience for me. Thank you.
And Rob, as we go to the news, you can reminisce. Here is your call of the 89 Caulfield Guineas.
Show County, the front runner, challenging Procol Harum, Zabil and wide out, Zemoff and Prince Aleri joining in. Front runner 150 out, Procol Harum, Prince Aleri down the centre. Zabil and Zemoff with big runs, the front runner Procol Harum, Zemoff lunging at Procol Harum, didn't make it. Procol Harum's won the Guineas, a short half head to